Now we're joined in studio this morning, I suppose to celebrate International Women's Day, by three of the Clare senior camogie players. We're joined by Aisling Corbett from Scariff, Susan Fahey from Whitegate and Ciara Doyle from Whitegate. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You're not awake or something yet, girls? Aisling, tell us, the three of you are involved in the Clare senior panel. Has it been a hard year?
Yeah, it has been tough. Training is fairly hectic at the moment. There's a lot of physical running in it and it does take a lot of time, but it is benefiting us in the long run.
Okay, and Susan, what time of the year did you start?
We started training in October, so we've had about 6 months of it already, so okay. It's fairly intense.
Constant?
Yeah.
And what time of the year? Had you to go for trials and things before?
Yeah, so there was two sets of trials first, so you were called in from your club, and anyone who had been on the panel before that then was automatically trialing. So then anyone else who got called in outside of that had to trial, and some people were called back for a second trial, or if they thought that they saw enough for you, then the first trial you went straight through.
Okay, yeah. Right. And Ciara, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am. Sure, it's the same every year, I think, really. It's not, we don't think of just playing it, like, it's just what you do. I know it sounds really cliche, but I don't know what I'd be doing other than that. Like, it's just kind of an automatic, that's what's going to be happening.
You love us, don't you?
Yeah, I
can hear it in your voice. Yeah. When the girls wake up, they might tell us they love it as well. So, Aisling, I suppose a lot of you, and Susan, all of you, but Aisling, you've been involved in underage panels as well, really, throughout the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I was involved in the senior panel 3 or 4 years ago. And I took a break then for a few years and I said I'd give it another go this year then. But I played under 16, under 14. And I can't actually remember if I played minor or not. But yeah, I have been in and out of it kind of for a few years now at this stage.
And I suppose, do you find that it's most of the same girls that you would have been with at underage?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's a lot of the same faces in there. You know, they're very committed and they really love it. A few new ones now this year, I have to say. The panel is quite young. There's more younger girls than older, but it's a nice mix, really.
Okay, yeah. And your position is goalie?
Yes.
How do you like that?
Has its ups and downs. You'd be hoping kind of more for quiet games, but that doesn't always happen. But yeah, no, I like it. I do like it. It took me a while now to adjust to the position. I was always a forward.
Right.
But Mike Rogers sentenced me, I suppose.
He gets blamed for everything, doesn't he?
Yeah. And I never got out since, so that's six or seven years ago now at this stage. And I'm still there, so...
He obviously saw potential in you.
Well, I don't know. I'm there anyway.
When you're saying you're in goals, I guess, when your last line of defence is gone, how are you feeling? You know, how do you decide what? I mean, I know nothing about camogie or hurling, but what makes you go out or what makes you stay on your line?
I suppose it really does all depend on the speed of the ball coming in and who's in front of you. If there's no one there, you have to go 90% of the time.
Go out.
There's no point in standing waiting because they'll just hit it away from you. Whereas you're making their angle narrower if you move off your line.
It's angles, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of it is, yeah. Mm. But it just depends on a lot of things really whether you're going to go. You usually would. But it does depend on what sort of ball is coming in, if they're soloing in or if it's coming in high or whatever.
And what's your relationship with your back line? Do you
good.
Swear at and curse them?
Oh, no, I wouldn't abuse anyone like that. No. Well, I try not to anyway. Say it under my breath if I have to.
Yeah.
But it's all about communication. You know, I can see behind them, they can't see it, like, if their player's not, if they're off their player. So yeah, you have to communicate. It's part of it as well. It's very important.
And are you, to the extent are you directing them, are you saying your marker's moving away from you, or
you would direct them?
And Ciara, who's your manager this year?
Ger O'Connell from Clonlara. It's his first year involved with us now. So
right, and things are going well.
Yeah, it's going really well. He has a really professional setup done.
Right,
and between like from girls playing colleges, because I know there was a good amount of us playing this year and involved in like the different weekends, like Ashburn weekend and all the other divisions after that. He's really watched us, and it's, you know, he's making sure that we're all okay and fit to go for the matches. Like, he's very entire player welfare. Yeah,
okay.
He could give you a ring during the week and just ask you how you're feeling or whatever, and you see we're logging all our training on an app anyway, so if they feel that you're doing too much, they'll give you something lighter to do or whatever. So we've been really looked after. It's good, yeah.
So this is amazing. You're logging all your training on your app. All the county players are
doing it. Yeah, all of us are doing it, yeah.
Really? Is that a new phenomenon or is this just something new to me?
No, we just started doing it there now this year. I don't know if many other teams are doing it, but it's just so then at the end of every month they can just see what we're doing and where it's going wrong, and then like we log our wellness and everything, so you can see if we've been going a bit bad in training or whatever, that there could be a reason behind it. It's not just all on the field. So
isn't it a great idea, really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, and do you find it easy to do it after training?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, sometimes I leave it till the end of the week.
I'll fill
it all in then. But
you're very bad at asking it, are you?
No, I'll fill it out like once a week and then I forget about it for another week and then I forget what I've done, kind of. But yeah, no, I need
kind
to...
Kind of tense your arm, do you?
Yeah, a little bit. But no, it's not that I don't do the work that we're supposed to. Like, we do gym sessions as well during the week outside of training, and I do them, but it's just I forget to log them sometimes until the end of the week.
Sorry, do you... When you say you log your training, do you actually log? Do you say, I was in the gym for an hour and a half on Tuesday evening, or do you go, I did X amount of push-ups, X sit-ups?
No, you don't have to be that specific. You just basically
put in time and where you are
and what kind of area you worked in. Like if you did upper body, lower body, or total body gym session, or if you did a pitch session, or everything has to be put into that.
Like, it is detailed enough.
Fairly.
Like, we have our gym program, so if we say we went to the gym, we're not doing anything else. We're doing what we've been told to do and what's for us, so we don't have to be specific about it because they already know what we should be doing. So,
You mentioned wellness. What exactly is wellness?
We just log our wellness, how many hours sleep you got, how you're feeling today, your stress level and rate, everything over the last 24 hours. Yeah,
your muscle pain as well. Yeah. Like, if you've
how much you get paid a year?
I think we could all do it on those, Joe.
My God,
it's fascinating.
I didn't realize it was anything anywhere near that level.
And is there a lot involved in the backroom team? Who else is involved as well as the manager?
There's Susan. Laurel and Anne is involved as well. Laurel and Anne, we have two strength and conditioning coaches as well then. So we've Eileen and we've Gemma. And then we have Liam Clancy and Killian Fennessy then as our two coaches. And then Gerard O'Connell and Barry O'Connell are there as well. And then we've two physios as well. So we've Claire Gaman and Trish O'Donnell. So we're well looked after. And in fairness, we can go in and out to the Clare Inn as well as we want. Like, so we can
for
go to the gym.
The leisure centre, and the gym.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so like if we have any rehab or anything like that, that any injuries or anything that we need, we just sign our name and go straight in.
So it's a really professional setup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it, do you feel that it has improved a lot maybe over the years?
Yeah, I think the lads, when they came in this year, like Ger, he went to the county ward and he demanded what he wanted and he wasn't going to accept anything less. Like, we don't really have any work to do. We just go to training and then everything is provided for us. He's really got a good setup going, to be fair to him.
So he's great respect for you, obviously, as well. Wow, that sounds great.
It goes both ways, like.
Yes, of course.
Like, you wouldn't cross him. You can have a laugh with him, but you're not afraid to go to him as well, like. So
Good. He's approachable.
Yeah, very approachable.
Okay. And where do you do your training?
It varies kind of a little bit, but like at the moment we're based in Shannon on a Tuesday in Limerick, it will be Limerick on a Friday and Shannon then again on a Sunday. So yeah, it's a bit of a
trek. So it's quite intense. It is. There's nothing over on East Clare, is there, that you can't?
No, not at the moment. No.
Okay.
Unless maybe later in the year when pitches dry up or whatever, maybe they might. Then because.
What about Carol Ohan? Do you ever use that? The new pitch there? The new training grounds?
No, seems to be girls don't get to go in there now. That's only for the lads.
Okay. I'll say nothing. Yeah, good, right, huh? Okay. So, girls, you were saying you're training last night, Friday night, and you're training again tomorrow morning, Sunday. Does that play in with your social life?
A little bit, yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah. Do you go out at all?
Well, Ciara probably gets to go out a little bit in college.
Just because Ciara's away from home, I suppose, and no one knows what's going on down in Waterford, is that it?
Yeah. No, Jesus, I'd be wrapped up in bed before 9 o'clock every night.
Okay, we believe you, right? Yeah. Okay, do you log that as well, Ciara?
Oh, I do.
But seriously, though, do you find, you know, are you too tired to go out, or do you just say, oh, God, it's not worth it, I have training in the morning?
Well, I wouldn't go out if I train in the morning because I wouldn't be at training if I went out. So in that aspect, it does like affect my social life because there are things you're going to miss and stuff. But at the end of the day, I chose to do this because I wanted to do it. So
of course,
I don't mind. Do you know, I don't mind.
No pain, no gain, I suppose.
That's it. Like,
you all sound very passionate about it, don't they, Joel? You really seem to love
it. I'm just wondering, you know, how, when you get out of bed in the morning and you're after after a hard session of training, or you're going into a hard session of training, or you're going to a match, And you know, when you're getting out of bed, you're saying to yourself, "Oh my God," or you literally hop out of bed and say, "Hey, today is the day," you know.
And well, we're all looking forward to the summer at the Camogie. Like, the best part of it is playing the matches, and that's what we're building towards. Like, there's such a buzz you get from that. It's all worth it, really.
You're finished in the league now, aren't you? You're out of the league.
Yeah.
Okay, you were unfortunate, really, weren't you? One or two matches.
Well, we were. Yeah, we were.
Things didn't go your way.
We were unlucky against Dublin anyway, and I just don't think we were on form against Limerick either. Now, I mean, those are just excuses. We just wasn't our day either day.
Yes, yeah.
We beat Offaly as well.
And we're building for the summer though, like.
Yes.
Summer hurling doesn't happen during the league, it's during championship, and that's when we want to peak.
So you're waiting in the wings.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Did you find it good that Scariff Bay Radio covered most of your matches live, and that, you know, your parents or grandparents, as it were, whatever, could listen at home maybe if they weren't able to travel?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. Like, I think it's brilliant that where the Camogie seems to be getting a lot more coverage now than it was. Like, even at some of our matches, there was actually people there watching. Like, and it's a big thing for us.
Does that surprise you, Susan? Really?
Yeah, massive.
Okay, so it means a lot to you to see a bit of support there, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Even to hear people shouting during matches, like, we're not.
Doesn't matter what they shout often. Once you know they're shouting.
Exactly. Even if it's not your name.
Okay, and you're saying there that you think Camogie has, I suppose, the profile has raised. Do you think that the likes of Aisling Thompson and Anna Geary have helped in that regard? They're two very high profile players, and a lot of us, I suppose, only that they're appearing on the television, we mightn't, unless you went to Camogie, we mightn't have known them. But they seem to have, like Kira, you were telling us before we came on air there this morning, that Anna Geary, when she's a coach on Fittest Family, she puts down as.
Yeah, she's been introduced as a former Cork Ireland Camogie player, so.
I never.
It's not going by anything else, so I think at least people are. She'd be more interested in it. Like,
that's really interesting, isn't it?
Even when she was on Dancing with the Stars there last year as well, it was the same thing.
Right.
So.
Okay. Some girls getting, like, they've got better, bigger profiles out of Camogie. Like, now they're both from Cork, but at the same time, like, they're building their careers.
Around
and they started
it
off. Yeah, basically around it, like, so.
Even take Chloe Murray, like.
Yeah.
She was on that show this year, you know, women, the way they've been treated in sports.
That's right.
Appearing
yeah,
in that, so
that's
like,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
None of you have been approached by anyone like Tony Kelly to give you a car for the year or anything?
Still waiting.
You never know who's listening now. Even if you could share one, I'd say, for the year, you'd manage, would you?
Yeah. I'll learn how to drive first.
So anyone wants to sponsor Kira Doyle now with driving lessons, just jump in there.
I believe the Clare team is sponsored by CareerWise, is it?
Yeah, Joe Robbins CareerWise.
And what exactly do they provide? Or would you know that kind of detail?
Well, we don't really deal with any of that management.
Yeah.
We don't have to bother
with
it.
They sponsor our gear anyway. CareerWise Recruitment, so I presume they're recruitment.
It's a recruitment company.
And isn't it great to get the gear as well, isn't it?
Yeah, oh God, it is.
You've all wearing the same stuff and you don't have to be worrying about it. Where's my gear? It's, you know, once you bring it home, get it washed and it's ready to go.
Yeah, no, it is. It's great incentive to play as well because it's lovely gear and, you know, no one else is going to have it, like only the Clare girls.
And your initials and everything on it, are they?
Yeah, initials, sponsor and...
So there's modelling here for us. It's a pity we're on radio, not television. Okay, so no one else can go home with it, Susan, in their gear bag.
No,
you know,
exactly.
You always know who was it.
Yeah. Yours.
That seems to be the way to go now, doesn't it? Have any of you had any injuries over the last 12 months?
Susan,
I think you were injured, were you?
Yeah.
What was your injury?
Well, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
It was kind of a calf, hamstring kind of a thing.
Okay.
But I was so well looked after. Like, they...
Really?
Yeah, they took me out of whatever training they didn't think that... they thought would do harm to it, like, so anything that they thought would be strenuous on it, they pulled me out and the physios had done my own rehab with me, like, and they gave me my own program to do, like, so it was brilliant to be able to just build it back up again.
Brilliant. So they really took an interest in your injury, as it were, because you've had cruciate trouble before, haven't you? Was it the same leg?
Same leg.
Okay, so you kind of, you were wondering, were you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And you're back in action again, are you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Back now, yeah. Mm.
Any of the rest of you? Any injuries?
No, nothing major anyway.
No, only little niggles, nothing.
Okay.
Would the physio be on site on the training sessions?
Yeah. Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
There would be. There'd be one of them there.
Do you find it hard to combine being in college and working and coming home and heading off to training again?
I suppose it depends really on a lot of things. Like, you know, if you're tired, if you hadn't had a good sleep the night before and you've worked a long day at work and I sit down at my job. I don't stand up, like I sit down all day. So I find it very hard in a warm up, especially just to wake my body up. Okay. Do you know when you're driving as well?
Yes.
The hour two and yeah. from it's a lot of sitting, and then to get up and start sprinting, and well, it's not immediately sprinting, but just straight into strenuous exercise. Sometimes you'd be like, God, I'm going to pull something here, but yeah, it depends on how tired you are and what you've eaten, and there's a lot of factors like that would affect it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it can be physically and mentally draining, especially for me coming up and down every week at 2.5 hour.
Yeah.
Well, especially below, like when I was involved with the Camogie below WIT, like the management we have were always looking out for us. So like I'd feel grand after. And then even up here now, we have a sports psychologist, Shane O'Brien, involved with us. So if we want to talk to him, we can talk to him about him, just how we're feeling even. So
you've got a sports psychologist. You never mentioned that to that boy, yeah. did you? You have a sports psychologist. Isn't
yeah,
that
Shane
really
O'Brien.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. And is he there all the time, any training session? Or is it just that you can call him, or you've met him,
It's calling on him, I think.
Right,
it's on ourselves to tell him how we're feeling. Okay. So if he's needed, we just tell him and he'll be there.
That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because there must be a lot of pressure on you with, you know, your daily life as well as all the extras.
Yeah, there is. Well, there can be, like, do you know, we do it because we enjoy it, but yeah, it has its ups and downs, like, you know, it's demanding, but we all enjoy it. Like, I mean, we're going to stick it out.
And is there much in the way, say, actually with work, do you require much leeway from work?
Taking
time off or
I don't. I'm lucky enough to have a job that has flexi time, so I can start early in the morning, so I will be finished in time for training.
Oh, okay.
So it's grand for me. But there are some girls, I don't think there's any nurses on the team now, because it'd be very hard for them, the likes of them.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of teachers and there's a lot of students. So
it's more so the students with part-time jobs, I think, that have to, including myself.
But
to be fair, the woman I'm working for now, I work over in Newlands, she gives me time off for my matches and I have time off for training, so
for
I can't complain.
She's
okay,
that's really good. And what about with your championship matches, do you know who you're going to be playing in those? Have you got dates or anything?
When is it starting? I think
it's usually the second week in June.
Okay, so you have a little bit to go before then. And do you know who you're going to be playing?
Well, we've Munster Championship first, that's the 28th of April, that's against Cork.
Okay. And where is that on, Aisling?
I don't know.
It's below
in
Cork. We don't know venue,
it's
but yeah.
Hopefully the pitch will be better in Cork before it's down there.
Hopefully.
Okay.
And then that's the Munster Championship. And then the All-Ireland Championship then is second week of June.
Yeah, usually.
And who's in our division?
There's ourselves, Cork, Tip, Waterford, Offaly and Meath.
The tough one.
Yeah, it is, but I think we're capable of coming out of that group. I don't see why we shouldn't
of
be able to. We've put in all the training, like we're as good as any of them. So.
And that's the attitude to have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's a real driver. It must be a real driver to have that confidence. You know, when you see what you're doing, you see all the work you put in.
Yeah, well,
you know, you obviously can't go out hanging your head then, you know.
But like, we're doing the same training as any team in the county is, so, we have the same players with the same ability, so, like, I don't see why we can't beat them. I think any time you go out in the field, you should know that you are one of the best teams and that you can go further, and I think that's having the proper mindset is a huge thing.
Yeah, well said, Ciara.
That's fantastic to hear. You know, it really is, because that's the difference between, well, it can be in any walk of life.
Yes.
You know, if you walk out with your head down or if you walk out with your head up,
no, well, we
know all
the players are behind us and all the managers are behind us, so.
Okay.
Brilliant. I think it's interesting, Susan, what you said, the way you saw the crowd and you heard people. I think we should put the word out there, like, if Clare are playing any Camogie match, especially if it's near, get out there and support the girls.
Yeah, definitely, 100%, you know. Yeah. It makes a massive difference, even, like, for a team, if a team goes down in a match, if you hear that there's people behind you on the line, it shoves you on, like, it gives you that extra,
of course, the
that extra push,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really interesting, girls.
Interesting.
I really enjoyed it, wasn't it, Joe?
Very interesting, yeah.
I'm looking at a Camogie in a whole new light after this.
It's
a bit
great admiration.
Now, I suppose.
I had a great admiration for you, like,
absolutely.
That you're willing to put all that in,
yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, nobody's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
It's
well done,
a credit to you, you know.
It is. And it's an honour, I suppose, too, as well, to be playing for the county.
Yeah, it is an honour more so than anything, like, and it's what we want to be doing, so.
Well, it's an honour for us, I suppose, to have three county players within our midst this morning, Joe.
I think the honour might be for Clare to have you on the team.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, thanks very much, Aisling, Susan and Ciara. Most enjoyable. Thanks very much. And the best of luck in your championship, girls.
Thank you.
I can't wait to come into radio. I'll be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thanks.